Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. You are watching, you are listening to Smallville Talk Podcast. Yes, we are back on this lovely October 6th, 2016. Wait, is it 6? No, 15. Oh my gosh, I'm way off. Okay, let's start this again. Hey, party people. This is your host, Jesus Heredia. Welcome on this Tuesday, October 6th, 2015. Today we will be talking about the Batman vs. Superman New York Comic Con news. I don't know if you guys have been hearing or reading the buzz on the upcoming announcement that Batman vs. Superman has in mind for New York Comic Con. So call in. We are live right now for the next 27 minutes. Our number is 909-232-9227. Again, that number is 909-232-9227. So next week is New York's Comic Con. So it looks like it's going to be a great show because a lot of independent comics are also attending. It's good to see that Comic Cons still have comics. Get it? Yes? What would we do without the comics? I mean, seriously. I mean, it's going to be insane in New York. So I have big hopes of what's to come. I do have some friends out there that are going. So it's going to be very exciting to get the play-by-play news from them. It's from October 8th through the 11th at the Javits Center. So if you have tickets, please call in and let us know what your thoughts were on Comic-Con. So it looks like all the tickets are sold out. So if you were planning to go starting on Thursday, which is, this week, Thursday, it's going to be crazy sold out. So tickets are sold out. And a lot, let me tell you this, a lot cheaper than San Diego Comic-Con. And I wonder how fast that sold out. So that'll be interesting. Also, another great news coming up from DC Comics. There's going to be a lot of announcements from there, too. And hopefully some new stuff, too. I mean, why not announce the Batman movie? Time for that. Okay, let's go to our callers from air code 469. Who is this?
Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe. Welcome back to Smallville Talk. I know it's been a while.
Hey, dust off the mic. It has been a while.
There you go. So last time we did a podcast on Smallville, we talked about San Diego Comic-Con, which had the brand new spanking trailer from Batman vs. Superman. What are your thoughts that DC / Warner Brothers have in mind for New York Comic-Con?
I think it's possible.
How much more can they top San Diego?
I think it's very – well, I don't know, man. I don't know what more they could do besides giving us a new trailer, which I kind of think is 50-50 at this point. We may get one, we may not. I think it's more likely that we'll get the solo Superman trailer and the solo Batman trailer after and before Supergirl on the 26th of this month. That's the big rumor going around. Yeah.
Really?
So I don't know what else besides, like, maybe promotional art or who knows, man. I really can't tell you what Warner Brothers would do at New York Comic Con besides the trailer or maybe just another panel with the cast members, you know, talking about the movie and hyping it up for March.
Yeah, well, here's the blurb I read when I said, whoa, major, if it's true, because as you know, anything on the net is fake. It's everything and anything. So take it with a lightly grain of salt, and you know how small that grain is. So when I read this to you, it's not Smallville Talk saying, oh, there's going to be an announcement. No, we're just reading a blurb. Okay, here we go.
That's not an exclusive.
So it says, fans of the Caped Crusader may want to pay attention to New York Comic Con this year. Longtime Batman film executive producer Michael Uslan is teasing big news at this year's convention from comicbook.com. So, I mean, comicbook.com, sometimes, you know, they do have stuff wrong. But other times, because I know it's hard to compete with the other websites that they just They just post whatever comes to mind, like,
yeah.
Batman, Superman, and God, part 3 coming out next summer, and everybody goes with it. And I know it's hard because you're working for those clicks on those ads.
Yeah.
So it is sometimes very daunting. But on comicbook.com, it says Batman Films, it says, Uslan mentioned the news while a guest on a fan theory podcast. Now, do you think it's just the producer maybe fluffing those fan theory podcast listeners just so he can have a blurb out there on someone else's blog? Or do you think it's legit? This is what he said. He said, it's hard to say where the news might break from. There are several panels related to Batman, including one focusing on Dark Knight, another on the Batman universe, and one concerning the Batman Bad Blood animated feature. Oh, great. But none particularly scream big announcement. Who knows? There is an audio. I'm going to try to play it and tell me, Joe, if you can hear it. Hold on.
Okay. Press podcast. Make sure you follow us on Facebook for exclusive content and updates. And let us know who we should...
I don't know. Were you able to hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Maybe not. Okay. You know, I don't want to play someone else's audio. But, yeah, there's a... The producer didn't jump to theory to say what exactly was going to be mentioned on this week's weekend's Comic-Con. But what are your thoughts? I mean, for him to come out and say, yeah, there's going to be a huge announcement, especially pertaining to the Batman character of the franchise. So a lot of stuff is floating, especially around Comic-Con. You know, you're going to get a lot of rumors, but sometimes those rumors pan out. And let me mention another one that he said. He said, where is it? Yeah, he just says there's going to be big news you don't want to miss. And then I think this morning, Warner Brothers announced that there will be a definite Batman versus Superman presence at New York Comic Con. Now, why would that be an announcement? Wouldn't that just be a given that they're going
to
be there?
Oh, you know, I think I know what they're alluding to now. I think I have an idea of what they're doing.
All right, shoot.
Now,
and then we'll do a podcast next week and see if you were right.
I think they may go ahead and announce the writers and the directors of the next three Batman films. They're going to officially announce it because it's been speculated, but it has not been officially announced. I think they're going to announce Ben Affleck as a writer, producer, and well, maybe not producer, but director. And
right.
They may, hopefully, if Warner Brothers is smart, go ahead and announce the next Man of Steel movies too, because all this nonsense about Warner Brothers wants more Batman and less Superman, people are taking that out of context. That's not what Zack Snyder said. He said there's a little more Batman in the Batman versus Superman movie because we've already got Man of Steel's origin. Now
exactly.
We need more, a little more Batman. And for Warner Brothers to say less Superman, more Batman would be completely idiotic and stupid because Marvel doesn't do that with their characters. They don't put all the focus on Spider-Man or Iron Man only. They let all their characters shine, and that's why they're so successful. So if Warner Brothers is doing that, more Batman, less Superman, I'd say that's a really stupid direction to take.
Yeah, but then again, it could be some 27-year-old in their mom's basement typing that up, that Warner Brothers said more Batman, less Superman. I mean, we have no idea. It's just hearsay, hearsay. And, you know, I don't think the executives would say that. I mean, because I'm like, do you have both properties? Why would you want more than the other? Why not cash in on both, dummy? I mean, it just doesn't make sense as a business. So that's why you could sense there's a little Marvel fanboy in that comment. Yeah. Okay, so, so that's the big news there. Also, an announcement of Warner Brothers releasing a new Justice League cartoon. Yes, it's going to be coming out soon. The JLA is coming back with the new slicker costumes and also the drawings. They're not your typical Bruce Timm typical drawing. Let's go to you, Joe, since you're the only one on the phone. Are you happy that JLA is coming back?
A new Justice League cartoon, absolutely.
Yeah.
We haven't really had one since Batman Beyond ended in the 2001. So this is great news. I love Bruce Timm's stuff. I hope he's working with Paul Dini on this one. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. And I hope they bring back Kevin Conroy. I know it'll probably be a new Justice League, but I would still love Kevin Conroy to voice Batman.
Yeah, has he done like a weekly cartoon, or does he just do the movies? I'm not too familiar with his work.
No, he did the Batman the Animated Series in the 90s on Fox.
Right. I remember he did that.
First three.
Nothing after that? It was just the movie cartoons?
Well, he did the movie cartoons, and he's done all the Arkham games. He's done some other stuff, too. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's great because especially now that they're building this DC universe. You notice I said Marvel. DC universe. they have the new Superman from the new 52 costume instead of the old red underwear. I'm okay with that. It looks great. It's time to move Supes to the new generation. I know there's a lot of people that love the red underwear, and I don't mind it. It's just like it's great to see something fresh with the character. Joe, do you have any thoughts on continuing the new 52 look in this new Justice League cartoon?
A lot of I guess I'm going to call them DC comic purists from the era of 86 to 2006. They hate it. I actually like it. I think it's a fresh take. I think you have to update and modernize Superman to make him. You got to. And, I mean, the underwear just doesn't really make sense. I mean, it's a classic look, and I still like it, but I understand where they're going with it when they remove it. But I think it looks good, you know?
Yeah.
I think it looks real good. I'm happy with it.
I'm happy with it, too, and I'm glad they did it with the movies, because it would be the joke, you know, the butt of all Marvel fanboy jokes, you know, like, nice red underwear, you know, it would have been brutal. And then, of course, the horrible reviews Man of Steel got, imagine adding that cherry on top, that he has red shorts on.
Why?
It doesn't make sense. Why? Zod doesn't have red shorts. Why do you? So also a new fan theory that Krypton is possibly not going to happen. I haven't heard anything official. I hope it's not true because I would love to still see a Krypton TV show. Even we talked about this earlier in other podcasts. Even if they would take it really like matriarchy, kind of like Games of Thrones, you know, with all the houses of, you know, you have the House of El, you have the House of Zod or whatever he's from, but you have all these houses, and it's almost like a imperial type of setup where there's different lands and different patriarchs, and I mean there's just all these, it could get really deep, especially if they go off of the Krypton from Man of Steel. Now if they don't and they create their own Krypton world, that would be cool too, because I know they can't go to that great length that they did with Man of Steel because of visual effects being so expensive, and especially to do a weekly show, it'd be very hard. But if they took it in that direction, kind of like a Game of Thrones, I think it would be great. I mean, rather than a just sci-fi kind of like Battlestar Galactica type of deal with just, you know, yes sir, okay, let's go. No, I want it more rougher. Kind of like what they showed us on Man of Steel. I kind of want it more gritty rather than clean sci-fi type of deal. What are your thoughts on that, Joe?
I totally agree with you. I definitely think they should give it a very Game of Thrones feel. I think that would be the smart way to go. I also haven't heard any I haven't heard anything since last year on anything about Krypton. I haven't heard anything about it going into production.
Yeah, it's been pretty dormant.
Yeah, so hopefully they're still doing it. I think it would be a mistake not to pick that up and try something like that, because I think that would do very well. I would also say
And, you know, in this biz, it's always, like, timing. It's like, okay, is it great? And then, you know what I'm thinking, especially, you know, since I work in the biz, I think they're probably waiting to see what the reaction is to Supergirl.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yo, if Supergirl blows up, then check this out. We got Krypton. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yeah, you're
now,
probably right.
If Supergirl bombs, they're like, okay, maybe we shouldn't renew that license from Warner Brothers of doing Krypton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Man.
It's just like, it's all timing. I mean, who knows if that's even the case, but it's all timing. All right, we have a new caller from Maricode 469. Welcome to the Smallville Talk podcast. You even have your own theme song. Hold on.
This is your boy Tony Towns, and this week's episode has been brought to you by Buckwheat Pancakes. All you eat, gluten-free.
That was not supposed to play.
So this guy walking down the street, tell us if you think that he would be somebody that would be a drunk.
Oh, yeah, I got a heartbeat right there.
And this week's episode of Keeping It Real. Give us an example of what will be talking
on.
No. No.
Okay, hold on, Chris. We have technical difficulties.
California, we would beat your fucking ass for this.
Is you mad? This dude is mad right now at me. Look at him.
Oh,
what is this?
That is hilarious.
Okay.
Wow.
What the fuck was that?
Buckwheat pancakes. Wow.
All right, Chris. Well, that was not the... I was going to play the Somebody Save Me theme song, and that came up. So, hello, Chris. I know it's you.
I can't wait to show Francesco that. He's gonna laugh so hard.
No, that was not... I sincerely apologize, Chris. It was not... I'm not even laughing because it was just not supposed to play that.
Yeah.
There's a new Justice League movie coming out, cartoon that I did not know about.
Not movie, TV show.
Yeah, cartoon.
Justice League. Oh, really? Cartoon?
Yeah, JLA, I think is what they're going to call it.
Yeah,
I'm
Justice
ready.
League
when's
is going to
right
be with our fearless leader, Superman.
I am ready. I want to watch it now. When is it?
I want to watch now, too. I wonder if they're going to give a preview at New York Comic Con. What do you guys think? They have to, right? That's
maybe.
A prime place to do it. I mean, if they don't, they're stupid.
I think they may confirm it. I don't think we'll get, like, artwork. Well, we might get artwork. I mean, I don't think it's too early to see that.
Well, they already released some artwork. So the artwork is fine, but we want to see footage. We don't want to see pictures. That's online already.
Yeah, that's cool.
I haven't seen it. Send me a link. Send us a link.
I heard
it.
You know, it's so sad because, you know, with media these days, with the studios trying to protect their property from releasing, and then they do release, and then it's always some a-hole on their website posting it, breaking, you know, here's the first image of this. And then the studio's like, oh, well, I guess it's already out, so let's just release the official picture. That's the one thing I don't like about these blogs is that, you know, they release way too much of horseshit. Because remember, a lot of it's false. And so it just dampens the news when it officially comes out. And I just think it's just like not helping the fans that are really eager to watch the upcoming stuff. But having it, you know, officially released rather than some jerk weed releasing it, you know, in Kansas from their mom's basement.
Jerk weed. Okay.
Jerk weed. You like that?
Uh-huh.
I already maximized my cussing on this podcast. All right, Chris, back to my question, bro. What's up? Where are you at now? In the airport?
Yeah, I'm about to board my helicopter. I'm going to California.
I'll say your G6. Nice.
But I was gonna one of my friends. Are you going to the New York Comic Con? Because one of my friends is going to the New York Comic Con, and they're gonna show the Walking Dead.
Hey, Chris, tell your friend to call in tomorrow next week. And tell us what the good.
Yeah, I'll tell him. That'd be awesome.
Just to know what the buzz was and how people reacted to stuff, that'd be great. I'm sure, you know, by then we'll already read everything because, you know, there's no spoilers here. You know, they post everything, so... But it would great to see his thoughts on, you know, oh, when they showed this on from Batman, that was cool, and then when they did and they didn't, stuff like that.
Yeah, I would definitely talk to him, and he was here like last month for Supernatural convention. So.
Does he live in where you live, or does he live in New York?
Well, he lives in Kansas, but his twin brother lives in New York. So the twin brother got a ticket for him, and. They're going together and
he has a twin
there.
Brother?
Yeah, his twin brother lives in New York, and he lives in Canada.
Okay. How come you're not going?
Yeah. I didn't plan about it and financial issues and I've never been to New York, so
I was gonna say that's free room on board right there.
Yeah, definitely. But I think I'm excited to know.
Hello?
I think he dropped.
Oh, wow. Okay, Chris, call in. You dropped. Our number is, if I had the number, let's see.
909-232-9227.
There you go, sir. Thank you. 232.
No problem.
9227. All right, so Chris will be calling in. He was at the airport. His helicopter might have crashed, so we hope he's doing well. Chris, call in if you're underwater or something. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. So let's open the floor to you, Joe. You've been very patiently. Anything Superman, Smallville related?
I had a topic before, right before Chris called in, and that whole thing making me laugh made me forget about
it. Oh, my gosh. I just want to repeat, that was not intended for Chris. I totally thought it was going to be the Smallville theme song, so I do apologize. That was not on purpose.
That was hilarious.
It was funny, but it was just like I couldn't stop the soundboard for some reason. Okay, anything else?
Have you heard the rumors of us getting a solo Superman and solo Batman trailer before Supergirl debuts?
No,
they're
kind of
doing. You know how last year at the premiere, or what? Maybe it wasn't the premiere. I think it was in the middle of the season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Marvel released the official Age of Ultron trailer, and that's what DC wants to do with Supergirl, with Batman versus Superman.
Oh, wow.
Which I think that's brilliant, dude. I think that's a really... And they say two separate solo trailers from Superman and Batman, we're going to get a full-on third trailer official after Supergirl. So that's pretty awesome, dude. That's going to really boost their ratings up. And I have high hopes for Supergirl. I think it's going to do really well.
Now, when you say a Batman-Superman trailer, it's cut to only show that specific character, right?
Yeah. So we'll get a solo one of Superman, and then we'll get a separate one of only Batman, and then later
we'll
get a full-on.
Yeah, you know what's funny? We have not heard Clark talk yet.
Actually, we did.
What scene?
Yeah, when he says in the trailer, in the one that came out during San Diego Comic-Con, he says... He says, this one man, this Bat character is like a one-man reign of terror. That's Clark.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, that's Clark.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know if that was his voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Clark Kent.
Okay, well, we have heard him then. But I mean like on camera, that's what I meant, not a voiceover.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, we haven't seen that.
Same thing with Bruce Wayne / Batman. We haven't heard him talk directly towards
pretty
camera.
Pretty much.
We've heard him. Did we mm-hmm. see his lips move when he said, "Do you bleed?" No, it was the back of his head, right?
Because
the focus was on Superman landing.
Yeah.
You will,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So I don't think
we saw his lips move either. No, you don't. You really don't. Mm-hmm.
All right. I get so geeked out watching that trailer over and over. And just having Superman, I'm like, this is the guy... That's bringing everyone together. How freaking cool is that? If we're going back to the basics, that's that is exactly what Superman did with the comics. He spawned all of this. All of this.
Yeah, he did.
All of that. He inspired so many. And now it's just like a huge universe. And it's great that that's also the focus in the movies. He spawns everything. He spawns all these people with these abilities to come out of the shadows and come into the spotlight once again. One of the lines in Suicide Squad where Waller says, ever since Superman got here, you know, he's been like the beacon for all these, weirdos. So it's great to even have that dialogue in another movie that Superman does not star in.
Yeah. It's great, and I'm glad you say that because as much as I love Batman, he's not the end-all, be-all. I don't care what the guys at DC think. Superman is the crown jewel in the DC Comics universe.
Oh, yeah.
He is. He definitely is.
Seriously. Yeah.
I know Batman makes more money, but Superman's he's end-all, be-all. He is.
Exactly, and I mean, and what Zack Snyder's doing, like the shots, I mean, they're so visual. They're not just like, okay, point the camera right here. No, you could tell there was a lot of thought and process and storyboard and framing to get that shot. I mean, some of the shots that we see just in the trailer, we've seen in comic books. I mean, even the shot of the Dark Knight hanging on the wall right before he gets, he moves from Superman's eyes. We've seen that in the Dark Knight cover where there's lightning and he's hanging alongside the building. I mean, I've seen comparisons of that. And even Wonder Woman with her bracelets, boom.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen that in comics. So you can tell they're not just bringing their own versions of the characters to life. They're also incorporating what's already in the comic books. And to me, that's awesome. And to
me, that's what I think
Marvel is losing because they're trying to get their own thing. But, I mean, the source material is there. I mean, why reinvent it? Let's see, from area code 469, welcome back, Chris.
Hey, my phone died.
And, Chris, here's a theme song I wanted to play. Here you go. That's Chris from Candor calling in. That's what I meant to do. So there you go.
I feel honored. I like that song.
There you go. Great. I love it too. So Chris, we were talking about how awesome our guy in blue is and why we continue to talk every week about him. Give us your chime on that since you are from Candor.
Man, I keep thinking about why do we love Superman and why do we have him?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's,
you tell me, why do you love Superman?
I mean, I think it's because he's, for what he stands for. You know, he is, his morals, he's all good, you know what I mean? And something that's all good and something that's very contagious, you know, something contagious.
You okay?
And,
yeah, sorry about that. Choking.
Something that's very, somebody who's very influential, who you can follow the leader, who is fought for good. I mean, I just, he attracts you to, you know, to that. And he's, you know, he's powerful, his message is good, and I think there's more I can go into that, but I'm kind of distracted for now. I can't.
Good point there. Joe, tell us why Superman is special in your heart.
Well, I grew up with the character. There's a picture of me at the age of 4 with a Superman shirt on holding a Superman doll. And I got attached to the Richard Donner movies in the 80s as a kid. That's what initially pulled me into the character. Then I started reading the comic books. I started with John Byrne's Man of Steel from 1986, post-crisis. And the more I read about him, the more I fell in love with him, the more I got to know who the character is and the Kents raising him with, you know, with the good morals. And
You know, this bullshit about writers saying, well, we don't know what to do with Superman because he's unrelatable. Well, if you understand Superman, he's totally relatable.
Exactly.
He's actually, he's alien.
That's just
he's
a lazy excuse.
It is, and it really pisses me off. And I really, I mean, I admire his morals, his code of ethics, the fact that he fights for the weak and oppressed, that he stands for good no matter what. I mean, everything about that is what we all aspire to be as human beings, and I think that's why we look to Superman and, as a beacon of light. And if Batman is the Dark Knight, then Superman is the white light.
There you go.
Amen.
Great. Great point there.
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying, Chris?
No, I agree. I said amen to that.
Amen to
yeah,
that.
White light, yeah. Let's okay.
That's
I want to talk about. I want you to give a point to all the people who every time you mention Superman and Batman, everybody's like, "Oh, Batman can beat Superman." I'm like, "Okay, like I am done arguing about that. I am so
yeah.
done. I just it pisses me off of their point of view. How so little or how so stupid they can think that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, okay, let's see, okay, how about Batman and Zod? Who can beat that? Who's going to beat Zod? Or let's put them together. Let's put Superman out
of the Zod would shred Batman.
Shred him. And Zod has the same exactly power as Superman had, okay? So, I mean, what's the difference from, I'm so frustrated of those people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you guys think. What do you think?
Let me say this real quick, and this is for all the Batman fans, which I love Batman, don't get me wrong, but the one thing
I love
Batman.
Yeah.
Batman is a god. Let me say this. In a power sense, yes, Superman can totally destroy Batman. In a moral sense, he won't because he doesn't do that. Superman
yep,
will not destroy
exactly.
Batman.
Yeah.
He holds back. Now, Zod has no morals. He will just kill Batman.
He's an animal.
In the blink of an eye. He won't even think about it. Exactly. Yeah. So that's the reason why. I mean, Superman lets Batman win. He holds back. He has to hold back. He'll kill him.
Yeah, and that's why even on the Justice League Doom, he even say, "I trust you." He gave him the kryptonite. You know, he say, "I know if I have to go dark, I know I can trust you to bring me back." Like, I mean, he didn't say exactly that, but he trusts him with the kryptonite. Like, you're the only one who can bring me down because you can use it. I don't trust anybody
yeah.
else because you can use it anytime.
Mm.
You know, and
yeah.
Batman knows that. You know what I mean? And and those people, those two, they're not. They're not enemies. I know.
No, they're not.
I know the movie shows that they're gonna be going talk to each other. You know.
Yeah.
But that is because in the beginning they don't know each other. They don't know. Hey,
yeah.
are you my enemy? Am I your enemy? I have to know this. You know, so
yeah.
the movie, they're going to show us a little fight scene, which is good. We love that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, those two, they're brothers.
Mm,
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
what do you think?
No, we agree. Yeah, we agree.
You have the host.
Yeah, no, I agree with Joe also. Though that's the only moral compass that Superman has, you know, against him, because he won't go as crazy as Zod would. So that's his only downfall is that he how can I say this? He embraces the human race, and he knows his ability to crush a human is so far gone that you can't even compare it. So to try to fight another human, he might have that dilemma where he's like, why am I doing this? Like, you know, they have no they have no protection to what harm I can do. So he has that, you know, internal conflict within him. Let me just briefly interrupt. Comic-Con has announced that LexCorp will be providing free Wi-Fi at New York Comic-Con.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
They're naming
really
their
cool.
Wi-Fi LexCorp, and everyone that attends New York Comic Con can now go on the LexCorp Wi-Fi server, which is it good or bad? Would you want to join the LexCorp Wi-Fi?
from a geek aspect, yes. But in, if
right,
you know,
but then if we're playing characters here, hell no.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Lex will have all
Here's pictures. Another blurb from Batman versus Superman at New York Comic Con. It says, during the action, here's a little description that Comic Con has released. Let's see, where did this come from? Just trying to see. Okay, so here's a little marketing blurb from New York Comic Con, which kicks off this Thursday, October 8th, 2 days from now. Fearing the actions of godlike superhero left unchecked, Gotham's own formidable, forceful vigilante takes on Metropolis' most revered modern-day savior, while the world wrestles with what sort of hero it really needs. And with Batman and Superman at war at one another, a new threat quickly arises, putting mankind in greater danger than it's ever known before. Now, whoa! Are we talking Doomsday? I mean, is that are they officially saying Doomsday? Of course not. But who knows? Who knows? What are your guesses? What do you think that putting mankind in greater danger than it's ever known before? You're telling me the World Engine was nothing compared to this upcoming villain?
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
to come? Let's go to you, Joe.
I'm thinking it's either Doomsday, which I kind of doubt at this point. I don't know why, but
me
I
too.
Have my doubts about Doomsday.
Me too.
And I think at the beginning, even though he's technically a good guy, maybe he won't be at the beginning because he'll be pissed off about the ocean. It may be Aquaman. You know,
okay.
Could be King of Atlantis
coming
up because he's mad.
Yeah, we did talk about that a while ago. Let's go to you, Chris from Kandor.
The other person who can actually make that much damage other than the World Engine, I'm thinking it could be Doomsday. But I really do not
like
that.
Well, because remember, that was a World Engine. Not
yeah,
a,
exactly. I mean, yeah, but
so how much bigger could that be? I mean, are we talking Darkseid? Because that would be
no.
Crazy. I think they're gonna save. I think they'll save that for Justice League. I don't think it's Brainiac.
Yeah. And I also agree with Joe that the other person could be.
What
Apple,
if it's
Mr. Mitch
Mitzplix?
No, I really doubt that.
I'd be like, all right, Marvel won. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm canceling all podcasts from now on.
That would be terrible if they used Mr. Mitzpitalik, yeah.
Oh, man, that would be so bad. Or if Lex Luthor wants to own more land.
Oh, my gosh. Please wake me up when he doesn't want land anymore. Jeez, no more land.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with the rock. You know, I mean, we've seen Lex Luthor do almost everything. Let's go with something that new we haven't thought about. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see something, a different kind of side of Lex Luthor, you know?
Yeah. I know, I agree.
Well, there is an interview with Jesse Eisenberg where he's saying that his Lex Luthor is a son of a bitch in the movie.
Yeah?
He's a son of a bitch. So I'm
I can't
really,
wait. I don't need a Kevin Spacey comedy
no.
ball.
Yeah.
Guy.
I did not.
And he
like
comes
that.
Off as an arrogant little bastard too. I like that.
Oh yeah. I mean, even in what's that? Social media or
social network?
Social network.
Yeah.
You wanted to punch him in the face.
Yeah, he really did.
I really love that movie. He really knows how to play
the, like those weasel characters that just annoy you to the point of no return.
Yeah. Yep.
Definitely. All right. So, Chris, are you done?
Yeah, I was going to ask Joe, I was going to do a two-point, going back to Batman, whatever. On the trailer, we see, I think it was Batman or whoever was saying it, it said Superman has the power to wipe out the whole planet.
Entire race. Yeah.
Entire human race.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So that's the person who can be beaten by Batman. And another thing was, I was going to tell Joe to say the quote Batman said about Superman about being good to the core, because I like how he said it really great.
Oh,
and
yeah, he's...
Yeah, mm-hmm. That would probably wake up those stupid Batman fans.
Yeah, there's a line, and I can't remember which comic book arc it was, but it was probably mid-90s to early 2000s. There's a Justice League comic book where Batman is talking to, I don't remember if it's Aquaman or Green Lantern, but they're having a discussion about Clark, about Superman, and I don't know if it was Aquaman, but he was like, well, I mean, you're Batman, you could take down Superman, right? And Batman tells him, no, actually, I couldn't. He was like, if Clark wanted to, he could squash me like a bug, but he won't, mm-hmm. because at Clark's core, he's good, and I'm not. I'm not a good person. Clark will hold back. You know, he's just good at his core. You know, so that sums it up right there with just with that.
Yeah,
you know.
I love the line because I mean, even Batman himself knows. But why are you little minions thinking that? Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm done.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Chris, for calling in. This concludes our Smallville Talk podcast. We will talk about what happened at Comic-Con next weekend. So join us again next week on Smallville Talk as we discuss the aftermath of New York City Comic-Con. I'm sure we're going to have tons to buzz about, especially with our Superman. So tune in and give us a shout-out. Chris, the floor is yours.
Hey.
Give us a shout-out.
I love this show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we want more people to call in. We really, really
yeah.
do. We want guys. I'm glad you're back. Yeah, have a good time.
Yeah, it was like back to the old Smallville days. That's great.
Yeah.
Let's go to you, Joe.
I mean, I just want to say it's really nice to be back on the original podcast that we all started on, Smallville
yeah.
Talk. It's real nice to be back. Can't wait to do more of these. We're headed towards episode 200. That should be a really fun one and really epic. And that's it. Thanks for listening, guys.
I know. We're 5 shows away from 200. So there's going to be a lot of buzz
yeah.
on the 200 mark. I don't know if you guys ever heard our 100 mark. We had a little giveaway there. And were you guys on the 100 or no?
Yeah. Yeah,
we were.
Oh, nice. Wow, you guys have been on for a long time now. That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Awesome. You guys are great.
All right, okay.
I better stop saying great. All right, I better wrap up the show. Yes, join us next week. Smallville Talk. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Night.